And it is under the grip of control that any attempt of beauty coming from below can get suffocated from above. And we shall consider a bad artificial intervention anything that overcome the original natural environment. And that, at any rate, the courage to destroy natural beauty is far less than the courage to return to it. And we shall judge everything in view of the maintenance of a pure nature. And the compromise is what may disintegrate our spiritual will. And we ought to go back to the primary vision, nourishing our own ideals. And as we may criticize the top-down power, we may not weaken the bottom-up power within ourselves. And the more our directive principle is focused, the more we are eligible to set conditions. And we shall always remember to take a little step back before taking a big step forward. And how can we put an end to our social confinement but through constant natural escapes? And whether going one direction or another, politics are always a form of unnatural modifications that never put us at peace. And a different setting may be needed at time to keep growing. And at the source of human hate are viruses that media only announces to distribute. And in the long run, there's nothing more catastrophic than doing something for the sake of that something. And no matter how secure we design our environment, danger will reinvent itself. And determination starts to come less when we are either too far or too close to it. And there is no idealism that can last the cyclical interchange of historical seasons. And it is only through a well-practiced human method that we can overcome the constant rupture of technological changes. And civilization is the underlying removal of human character, resulting into a characterless coexistence. And the potential from the retrograde is always ready to take over the avant-garde, but should always step back to recharge again. And when characterless becomes the official character, the characterful will have a hard existence. And the strength of our personal system lies in our ability of going from one system to another. And without a full patronage, no spiritual undertaking will ever leave its mark. And as the medium transforms of our nature into a transitory being, what is left for us is to take account of it. And we come to a time in which our intuition is too often diverted from the presence of the other. And once the social debate becomes our only outcome, it is time to rethink ourselves. And just by following our intuition, every new season will give us something completely unexpected. And nature is only to take over what humans tries to steal from it. And processes are not only unstoppable, but also required for humans to learn how to deal with their constantly new artificial environments. And we might, in fact, return to the same point, and yet something in the meantime has evolved. And it is only through a constant unconscious observation that our real genius will emerge. And the source of all our mental negativity lies in our physical stagnation. And all these cultural practices are just ways of transcending the artificial captivation with which humans are born. And given a solid structure, the filling material can be really anything. And how are we to evict lust if its access around us is at all the time immediate? And as we experience its negative effects, the machine replaces us with new elements to feed its destructive consumerism. And what comes to suffocate our self-organization is any artificial organization coming from above. And above all, we shall let the obsessive inability to succeed in society settle and let nature take its course. And whether corporal or mental work is transformed into a mass slavery that only our individual integrity can try to avoid. And are we to blend our thought with the polemic of the mainstream, or speak in silence? And to experience is the only way to open a mental door that can later allow us to re-experience. And autonomy is the only ideology that can be pursued, as it does not affect the others. And our ethical judgments should oscillate between the exploitation of the rich and who wants to become rich, and the help of the poor and want to stay poor. And no matter how human politics interfere with the circumstances, our destiny will be fulfilled. And we should fight for a place in nature we know it can elevate us. And our life can go through all the darkness when we set a solar goal at the end of our path. And how many times are we to dedicate ourselves to a nature that artificial causes will take away from us? And the principle of being constructive comes both from an interior as well as an exterior stability. And through the simple execution of our existential framework, we are able to face anything with life. And while modernity makes it harmful to absorb, we shall keep on selecting for the sake of purification. And while our willing gets desperate in the urban, it can still get grandiose in nature. And it is by preventing the run to new technologies that we can prevent the crisis that comes with them. and it is by embracing the artificial and its rights that we are no longer able to stand for our natural rights. And by delimiting space, we also project the ideology we want to project autonomously on it. And one ought to take care of himself in nature, pushing the limits that his artificial living allows him to. And while contemporary discourse points its finger at persecution, we shall conclude that persecution is the necessary state to establish a relationship with the spiritual order. And we must be able to give up at all times our artificial safety for the sake of a natural elevation. Going deep with every living process is the key to become intellectually true and contaminated in its own polemic contemporary discussion would only relieve with practices of alternative autonomy. And even without being prophetic, cultural symptoms clearly mark the evolution into different historical ages.